Today, Saturday, December the 1st, year of our Lord, 1984, I am in the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, California, attending the National Hispanic University's annual conference, which is the third conference, at which tonight at the gala banquet they will honor me, a recipient of the La Medalla de Honor, the award given, prestigious award given to people who have distinguished themselves in education and certainly in the serving of humanity, award that I am pleased and honored to receive tonight, more so from the hands of our friend Dr. Roberto Cruz, President of the National Hispanic University of Oakland, California, with an extension in Los Angeles, California, and also summer schools in Guadalajara, Mexico. As I understand, this award will also tonight be given to President Miguel de la Madrid Hurtado, President of the Republic of Mexico, who may be here tonight or may send a representative, and to the very charming lady, the Honorable Catherine Ortega, Treasurer of the United States of America, Washington, D.C. The event will be a very distinguished event, and I'm indeed honored being here today. Fortunately, I also have met today with members of the American GI Forum of the state of California, two former national chairmen, Jake Alarid, and also David, correction, Dan Rios from San Jose, California. We also had some discussion about our project number one, which is the building for the National Archives and Historical Foundation of the American GI Forum United States, of which I am the president. My trip from Corpus Christi to Fort Worth, Dallas, the airport, and to Los Angeles, California, was rather uneventful. Last night I attended a reception given by president of the university. Which certainly was very, very enthused. I am very pleased with the work that the university seems to be doing here. Actually, it's 3 years. Most of the teachers is Hispanic, and the National University has a distinguished roster of teachers and others. Tonight, my theme will be, as Dr. Cruz will find out, my theme will be try to challenge the National Hispanic membership to rise to greater heights and achieve greatness, not only for our country, but our people also who need this type of help. I will proceed on with some more observations. We hope that while we're here, we will visit the monument to the veterans in Los Angeles, California, we established many years ago. I think it's in Olvera Street. We hope to be able to present a wreath there today. This morning, Dr. Garcia Guinea attended a meeting of some of the workshops at the National Hispanic University. I was in a way surprised and was joyous and happy in one occasion when it was proven that a certain Dr. Gardillas, G-A-R-D-I-L-L-A-S, from a school here in Los Angeles, being about 96% native Hispanic, had by his effort to improve the education status of the children, had improved it so much that his children were able to get some of the most outstanding Grace on SAT, the standard achievement test in the country, was very pleased, and I went in person to congratulate this great educator who proved again to us the Mexican-American child is given an opportunity, more than opportunity, the direction. He could achieve greatness in his fields, include science, mathematics, geometry, calculus, and all of the rest. So to this principal of Garfield School here in Los Angeles, I was very much impressed. Then, of course, later on, I was glad to meet the first Hispanic astronaut in the history of the United States, when I had the honor of seeing him at the dinner, lunch and banquet for the women. The astronaut's name being Dr. Franklin Chung Diaz, astronaut, National Astronaut Space Administration, NASA, Houston, Texas. Again, Henry Gradillas, principal of the Garfield High School in Los Angeles, California, proved again what I had said for many years, that given an opportunity with direction and love, the Mexican-American child could achieve this greatness. And why not? Who does he come from? The Aztecas, mostly in Somayans, who knew calculus, who knew astronomy, astrology, agriculture, debt collecting, and even war. The Aztecs, who could read and write and make textiles, clothing, gold, sculptures of the best, and the Spaniard, who with his part of his desire to expand, brought to this country government, irrigation, the horse, the cattle industry, el rancho, la riata, la hacienda, and civilization. Why not? Dr. Henry Gradillas impressed me so much, I went over there to talk to him in person. Tonight in this banquet, the gala banquet of the National Hispanic University, I'm going to challenge the National Hispanic University, which may be one of the few Hispanic universities in the country that are run by the Hispanics, to help and assist the Hispanics in their efforts to achieve greatness. I will challenge and address them. I made up my theme. My theme is to prove what has happened before it can happen in the future. That's all for now, Dr. Hector C. I'm still in Los Angeles, California, Saturday, December the 1st. Thank you very much. En unos cuantos momentos va a comenzar la ceremonia aquí. Como se pueden oír, en el Biltmore Hotel. Yo espero que aproximadamente habrá cerca de unas 800 personas presentes. El doctor Roberto Cruz, anteriormente el coprescrito del presidente del National Hispanic University. Él va a estar aquí presidiendo, va a seguir sentado enseguida de mí. Así que espero que todo va bien. Está muy animado esta situación, lo interesante de esta universidad es de que es posiblemente la primera universidad nacional que está manejada, dirigida por administradores mexicoamericanos, profesores mexicoamericanos, como el doctor Roberto Cruz. Enseguida Posiblemente vamos a oír varios de los discursos. En esta ocasión se va a honrar a la señora Ortega, que es la secretaria de la Tesorería de los Estados Unidos de América, Secretary of the Treasury. Como dije anteriormente, todo está muy animado. Doctor Héctor, sí, estamos siguiendo al doctor Roberto Cruz y nos está dando una poca de información acerca de él. Sabemos, como anuncié yo por radio, en la prensa, que el doctor Roberto